you're talking about, you know, high blood sugar, which is the precursor to diabetes for people. What people don't realize is that we're going through a crisis today, not just of diabetes for some people. That's just depending upon your genes. It's our diet. For many people, or most people, it's affecting us in ways that they don't even know, which is called hormonal imbalance. The average 40-year-old man today has the testosterone levels of a 70-year-old man.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, infertility is going wild on the planet. They predict in Italy that, you know, it's the population rate is dramatically dropping because of the infertility. In America, it's one out of three couples has to seek the help of a fertility doctor to have a baby. So they're giving them drugs and procedures in order to get pregnant and many times not succeeding. So this is what's happening.
Is it possible that one day we will exterminate ourselves because we just can't repopulate?
Well, let me tell you one study. It's possible. And particularly with the lifestyle that we live today and the lack of knowledge of what people can do about it, which is why I want to do this show, is let people know simple solutions to that. But there was one study done on cats. And, you know, cats don't have a long life, so you could see what happens generation after generation. If you feed cats raw milk, cats can live on milk alone. So feed one group of cats raw milk, feed another group of cats pasteurized milk. That's cooked milk. That's heated up milk till it's dead, basically, is what you get in the grocery stores. If you heat it up, then it doesn't go bad quickly. Okay, so you've got these two groups of cats. In the second generation, the pasteurized cooked milk group were more sickly, or were sickly. The other group weren't on raw milk. The third generation, they're even more sickly, had more health problems, the ones that had pasteurized milk. And there wasn't a fourth generation. They were sterilized. Basically, they couldn't reproduce. Now, we're just right now entering into the third generation of people eating pasteurized milk. I'm not saying all of our problems come from pasteurized milk. I'm giving an example of how over time our genes become damaged due to our diet and not understanding what we're putting in our bodies. And in the generation, next generation is affected by it. Like the mass amount of kids today who are affected by gluten, that's wheat. You know, in my generation, we ate all this white bread. And then one of my daughters now is gluten intolerant. If she eats anything with wheat, she'll swell up and get sick.
Jeez, yeah, you're right. And that's another thing that the old doctor said, if you want to reduce your glucose level, stay off the white bread.
That's right. Well, what happens when your glucose, when we eat the processed food, the white breads, the white rice, the cookies, the candies, and everything, and we're pretty much addicted to it. It's in everything, and that's another one of the things people need to look at. When they look at labels of food, if it's got corn syrup, it's extremely addictive. They use that as a sweetener. It's going to cause your blood sugar levels over time to become higher and higher, and it makes it addictive. And they do this. It's not like, you know, they're all thinking, gee, we want to poison the population. They want to sell their products, and they can't sell their products unless it's competitive. And people are literally addicted to certain foods, and now it's almost all foods, you know, to compete, which have the corn syrup, which cause blood sugar levels to shoot up higher and higher. And that interferes with the body's ability to make these hormones. Now, testosterone levels will start to drop in men, and they'll start becoming low progesterone levels in women. And I'm not recommending that people take hormones because that has side effects as well. That's a whole new trend. It's really to get those blood sugar levels balanced. And without that, what happens is not only just diabetes, but hormonal imbalance. And when men have lower testosterone levels, they lose their libido as they get older. But more importantly, National Institute of Health is explained the highest risk factor for heart disease in men is low testosterone. And there are herbs, like one that comes from Thailand called Tongkat Ali, that in a few weeks, it can increase your testosterone levels four times if your body's not making enough. I mean, I love this stuff, Tongkat Ali. There's, when we look at our kids today, 50% of boys going through school have learning difficulties, ADD, ADHD, are part of the autism spectrum.
Right.
50%. This is outrageous, you know, for parents who are concerned about your kids or your grandkids. And the solution I've seen again and again, understanding the problem's one thing, the solution's even easier. But the problem is, I mean, there's many aspects of the problem, but when we come back down to this blood sugar problem, is every time your blood sugar levels fluctuate and they drop, they go high and then they go low, and they go high and they go low. That's the problem with blood sugar levels, is due to a high carbohydrate diet, is when that happens, during the time when the blood sugar levels drop, the production of a brain chemical called dopamine goes down. And that's responsible for all of these learning difficulties, behavioral difficulties in children. And it's about 5 to 10 times more boys than girls. And the reason for that is when boys have these spikes of blood sugar, insulin levels go up high. And when insulin levels go high, the proteins go into the muscle and they don't go into the brain. And so the boys experience a shortage of dopamine. Because girls don't have as much muscle mass, they don't experience the same symptoms as boys. What they experience is dips in serotonin. Serotonin levels will start to spike. They'll go high where girls will be happy, and then they'll go down and girls will be depressed.
It's like a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. So girls are on a roller coaster, and that's why I mentioned what happens when we're under stress. We eat sugar, and then we go on this – girls go on this roller coaster. And guys, I call it Venus on fire. They're going up and down and getting upset and then happy and then upset and happy. And guys – our Mars on ice, which is we start losing our momentum, our motivation, and our kids, and the way in boys, it shows up as lack of motivation in school. They're not interested. They get bored real fast. They can't focus. They can't stay attuned to something. And this is all the effects of that imbalance of blood sugar and, you know, the low dopamine levels. And then they get addicted to things that stimulate high dopamine, drugs, methamphetamines. And here's an amazing statistic, George. Nobody knows this stuff unless you do some research on it. 50% of college students are taking smart drugs, which means they're dopamine amphetamines, Adderall and different types of prescribed drugs. They get them on the street, of course.
That's dangerous, isn't it?
It's methamphetamines. It's an addiction. It's a drug. It's what's against the law unless your doctor prescribes it to you. It interferes with healthy brain function.
Oh, my God.
And it's a big experiment. We don't know what's happening to our kids, but kids feel in order to compete. You know, in my generation, you'd stay up late and you'd drink coffee. And that's a mild form of dopamine enhancement. It gives you focus and energy, increases your memory for a temporary period of time. But, you know, imagine drinking 24 cups of coffee. You know, now you're taking an Adderall pill. So this is what our kids are doing, and 50% of kids in college, like at Stanford, are using these drugs. That was right on 60 Minutes. And the shocking thing is probably way much higher when you look at the percentage for boys, because it's typically the boys that are having the biggest trouble with the dopamine, ironically, just because we have a higher muscle mass.